It's the 15th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A man charged with 12 offences related to the sexual assault of a child will spend the next 13 years in prison. Over a five-year period, Lee Ryder raped a child under the age of 13, sometimes filming the incident using the excuse that it would help his mental health. Most of the abuse committed by the 48-year-old from Biggleswade took place in Cambridgeshire. The victim eventually found somebody to confide in, who then reported the situation to the police. Ryder, when interviewed twice by the police, denied the accusations. The victim believed that no one would take her seriously because she had no proof. Detective Sergeant Mark Williamson said the victim did the right thing in coming forward. Ryder will have to adhere to a continuous restraining order and a sexual harm prevention order when he is released in 2037. Bedford's landmark pyramid building housing the Oasis Leisure Pool could be targeted for permanent closure at the council's executive meeting next Wednesday. The £500,000 already spent on its recent renovation failed to address other structural issues with the building that could end up costing the council several million pounds. Bedfordshire's Violence and Exploitation Reduction Unit is teaming up with Wingman Mentors and the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner to provide bleed control kits throughout the county. The kits will contain medical items like pack bandages, chest seals and trauma dressings to treat someone experience severe bleeding from a situation such as a stabbing or car accident. If needed, the emergency gear can be located by using the Good Sam app on your mobile device. Wells & Co. are honouring the 175th anniversary of Josephine Wells, the wife of company founder Charles Wells, with the new Josie 175 Pilsner beer. The company based in Bedford will distribute the new beer to a number of area pubs to commemorate the matriarch described as a guiding family force. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.